Next item on the agenda is Baymark Construction Corporation, 08-0519. Mr. Badger?
Good afternoon.
Yes, it is.
What is it? Baymark, there it is. A lot more difficult to find it when you're up here than if you're looking for some strange reason. Okay. Baymark Construction requests authorization to construct two floating piers with T-heads and finger piers for the mooring of 79 boats within the footprint of the existing Bay Creek Marina along Kings Creek in the town of Cape Charles. The proposed pier and boat slips were previously permitted in 2001, and they were never constructed. The applicants requested that the commission set a reduced royalty assessment. Project location is Kings Creek. There was an old Kings Creek Marina here before Brian and Root bought the property, and in 1995 the commission authorized the dredging of the marina and the navigational channel going into Kings Creek, one new boat slip, and extend three existing piers. And this would create 224 wet slips. This permit was transferred from Brian and Root to Baymark in 1999, and Baymark asked for an extension of the permit in 2000, which meant the permit was good through 2005. Baymark came back in front of the commission for a modification in February of 2002, and this modification was for the realignment of the piers and boat slips to create a more effective, efficient marina layout. All previous conditions remain in effect. So up until 2005, this was the layout. They built one, two, three, and four of the piers. They did not build this one or this one, and their time ran out. So what they've done is they've come back and applied for the two piers that they did not build in red here. Again, another shot of it, looking up Kings Creek. The red lines are the two proposed piers. Since the original permit expired after 10 years in 2005, a new application was required for the work that was not completed. The new application falls under all the laws and regulations that are in effect today and is being reviewed on its own merits. And had the applicant not requested the commission reduce the royalty assessment, this project would have been in front of you as a page 2 item as unprotested. And this is the, in yellow is the bold outline from the outer edges of the T-head all the way back to the existing piers on both of them. That's what VMRC's bold outline is. VIMS has stated that the floating piers are generally acceptable. No other state agency has expressed opposition to the project, and there's no protest have been received. Ground shot, this is the one on the north side of the area, and on the south side. One last aerial, we'll just leave that up. Summary and recommendation, chapters 899 and 1018 Act of the Assembly, 2004, forgave all the outstanding royalty assessments and provided that the commission shall not assess nor collect any royalties or rent except dredging royalties until July 1st of 2005. The commission resumed collecting either royalties or a one-time rent or royalties for private use of state-owned submerged lands effective December 1st of 2005. And in keeping with the recommendations by HMAC, the commission also adopted the policy where royalties were assessed based on the bold outline of the total area encumbered, not the actual shadow of the piers or permanent encroachment, since this more closely represented the area of public bottom that was being converted to private use. A royalty range of 20 cents to $1.75 per square foot for the public use marina was established by the commission. And an assessment within that range of a dollar was established to minimize debate and confusion. To help the commission understand the value of the state-owned bottom land at Kings Creek, we went to Bay Creek's website, and we found that an annual slip at $8 per foot, semi-annual at $10 per foot, monthly at $12 per foot, and daily at $2 per foot. The two proposed piers have 79 boat slips, range from 35 to 70 foot long slips. If all the slips on the two proposed piers were rented in an annual basis, the total rent would be approximately $372,269. This does not count the existing 144 slips and four piers in the marina for which royalties were not collected due to the statewide moratorium on the royalties. In light of this, staff continues to recommend approval of the project as proposed, with either a one-time standard royalty assessment in the amount of $115,970 for the bold outline and the pier encroachment over 115,970 square feet, or 2.66 acres of state-owned submerged lands, at a rate of $1 per square foot, or an annual royalty in the amount of $11,597 at a rate of 10 cents per square foot in perpetuity. So all we're really here for is to determine the royalty rate.
Any questions of Mr. Badger? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Either for Mr. Badger or Mr. Grab, in this case, the applicant seeks an exemption to the royalty schedule, and I'm wondering what history do we have since that policy has been adopted of granting exemptions? I know we've dealt with some boat lifts.
Boat lifts where they've been excluded from the royalty, right. But outside of that, I don't think we've
changed. All I recall.
Changed. That's the only one I'm aware of.
Any other questions of Mr. Badger?
I have one.
Mr. McCluskey?
Had this application come in a timely manner, would it have been approved without a fee, without a royalty?
If it had come in back in
2005,
let's see, what's the dates? It was, hang on. It expired in 2005. What's the June 30th, 2005? And July 1st, 2005 is when it
closed.
They couldn't have made it. They've had, no, they couldn't.
Effective in December.
No.
Yeah. Effective in December. Further questions? Thank you very much. Is Baymark here represented? Good day, sir. Call me, swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God.
I do.
State your name for the record, please, sir.
My name's Tom Langley with Langley McDonald Engineers, Virginia Beach. Staff's comments are intended to, quote, help the commission understand the value of state-owned bottom land, end quote. To do that, they compare the $1 per square foot royalty to the potential income that the marina might generate if fully leased. But we're going to take the opportunity to also help you understand the value of the state-owned bottom land. We want you to know that the applicant has already spent $714,000 to dredge the channel and the marina basin for the opportunity to create the marina. The applicant also spent $83,000 already in dredging royalties for the opportunity to create a marina. With the construction of these two piers, he will have spent over $2.5 million for the boat slips and piers. And he spent $209,000 to demolish the deteriorated and decrepit piers that were there originally. So the applicant's expense is slightly more than $3.4 million just for the overboard improvements. The applicant also paid for a new fuel system, restrooms and showers, harbor master building, marine store, and other marina-related improvements at additional cost, $1.5 million, for a total investment approaching $5 million. I want to emphasize this investment is all based upon property he doesn't own. If this marina permit were granted under your current royalty policy, the entire marina, if it had come in today for a permit, the applicant would incur a $550,000 royalty for this marina, based upon a dollar a square foot. It's another $500,000. I would submit to you that this is more than just the cost of doing business. This is a serious expense, and in my opinion, is also a deterrent. Staff points out the potential profit. What I've just pointed out to you is the very real expense of creating and operating this marina. Can you blame the applicant for wanting to make a profit? We request relief from the royalty assessment. These piers were previously permitted. They were not constructed since this marina was built in phases based upon market demand, which I'm sure you all agree is a prudent business decision. Had the applicant requested an extension to that permit within the time frame, more than likely that extension would have been granted. One of the factors VMRC considers before granting permits is the economic benefits derived from the project. This marina generates local tax revenue between $100,000 and $200,000 per year for the town of Cape Charles. The marina has generated between 15 and 20 new jobs. Indirect income derived by local merchants is substantial from the transient market. We request exemption from the royalty for these two previously permitted piers. However, if you must assess a royalty on these two piers, then we request the minimum that's allowed within your guidelines of 20 cents per square foot. That's within the range of 20 cents to $1.75, which is, again, within your guidelines. That is the range. Staff must recommend a dollar square foot. Again, part of your guidelines. Staff has no flexibility, but you have the flexibility of reducing it within that range. I have one last argument to make. The Commission is certainly aware that there are times when the General Assembly conveys bottom land to private interest. And over the last couple of years, that bottom land has been assessed, the value has been assessed at averaging the last 10 years of the real estate assessments, land only, and multiplying that by 25%. If you apply that formula to this particular instance, we're talking 44 cents a square foot. That's to transfer ownership. Yet staff's recommending a dollar square foot just for the right to use the land. So my recommendation to the applicant would be, if you uphold staff's recommendation, it certainly behooves him to go to the General Assembly and try to acquire simple title to the land at 44 cents a square foot instead of paying a dollar per square foot for royalty. So to summarize, we request the Commission consider, number one, recognize these piers were previously permitted and exempt the royalty altogether, or number two, if the Commission must assess a royalty, then assess it at 20 cents a square foot. Thank you very much.
Questions of Mr. Langley? Sure.
Why didn't your client renew the permits when they were coming up for expiring?
He didn't realize they were expiring. He was in the process of a phased development, and he just did not realize they expired.
Because they expired when? 2005?
Yeah, Mr. Grab.
Initially issued in 1995. It expired in 2005. There would not have been an extension because it was a 10-year maximum. They would have had to have reapplied for the new pier anyhow. And there's a prohibition in code against the conveyance of not previously filled, but land that's currently covered with water. So.
Mr. Tankard.
Mr. Langley, do you have any precedent for us to kind of take some lead from that might help us here?
We're breaking new ground here, but your guidelines have a range. Why is there a range if you're not going to work within that range? The recommendation is $1 a square foot. I understand that. But there are special circumstances, and that's why there is a range, I would assume, for you to work within. This is previously permitted, certainly an economic benefit to the region, and assessing a royalty of $115,000, $116,000 for him to build these piers is a deterrent for the economic benefit of the region.
Can I have a follow-up?
Yes, Mr. Tankard.
Now, as I understand it, Cape Charles Marina will be increasing their capacity, which is just around the bend there. Would you have us in for giving them a reduced rate as well?
That's a new marina?
No, it's existing.
No, the marina that is proposed for Cape Charles, which I'm also the engineer on, 44 slips, it's a new area, it's in the area of the gravel dock in the harbor. It is not a redefined marina, not a previously permitted marina.
Maybe we're talking about two different places. I know the current Cape Charles Town Marina is planned to expand.
That's phase three of the master plan, which is several years down the road.
So my question still stands.
Well, actually, Cape Charles Harbor is outside of VMRC jurisdiction, so it's a moot question. There would be no royalty applied at all.
Okay.
Questions? Going back to your point about the General Assembly, I think most of those parcels, though, that we have dealt with have been semi-upland parcels. As Mr. Grab said, Code of Virginia is pretty specific now about the granting of those pieces of property that are totally covered by water. It's a little...
I'm using it as another comparison for determining the value of the land.
Mr. Grab, we had a case up here about 6 months ago where a gentleman requested relief based on some bold footprints of where barges were going to be. Does that ring a bell? Down in the Norfolk area where the barges would be moored. Mr. Schick may remember it because he commented on it. I don't remember the specific case. But the gentleman requested relief because the barges were not going to be there but a certain period of time. But nonetheless, the commission opined that due to the fact that... Anybody in staff remember the case? I remember because we had... Hodges, ring a bell? Mr. Hodges? Is that apples and oranges? Because he asked for relief.
It doesn't ring a bell. Now, there are certain exemptions.
My point is we didn't give him an exemption.
Correct. There are currently three or four exemptions.
But he didn't apply for it. I mean, his was not.
Correct. It didn't meet.
My bottom line was he came and asked for relief, and we didn't give him relief.
Yes. And you're right. It was Mr.
I believe we also had one in the Hampton area, and I believe you were the engineer on that project right after we started doing that.
That was Tanner's Landing in Norfolk. I was the very first marina since the Royalty. Yes, sir. Okay.
You're referring to the one that was at West Norfolk Bridge.
Correct.
On the Portsmouth side, right there.
December of 2005.
Right.
Mr. McCluskey has a question, Mr. Grab.
Bob, how does this relate to the relief we granted to Norfolk Yacht and Country Club when they came in and did away with wet slips and put in dry boat lifts?
The only relief that I recall right now is the one of the commissioners, and it was the Warwick Yacht and Country Club up here where they were removing and reconstructing, and we were going to subject the facility to the royalty schedule after December 1st, 2005. They came to the commission. Since it was being rebuilt, they were putting boat lifts and the piers back. The commission, in fact, did not assess a royalty for that reconstruction. This is not a reconstruction because it was never done. So the parallel is not the same.
Gentlemen, matters before the commission for action. Mr. Schick.
When the state legislature was looking at bringing back the royalty, I was an advocate with the Tidewater Trade Association to allow all marinas to be exempt, whether they fulfilled the present exemptions that we have or not. I mean, if it were up to me and I were in the state legislature, I'd be on your side. Unfortunately, they've given us, clear guidelines. And I think it is a deterrent to development of large and small marinas. So we have a small 40-slip marina right in our own town, and that's a big chunk out of his budget to have to pay the royalties. My hands are tied whether the commission feels like we could lower the rate because of the fact that this had been permitted prior. Or not, I guess I'd leave that up to the commission. But I feel for the development, and I will go on the record to say that the royalties do discourage, development of marinas and whatnot.
Further comments? Well, I think it's also one of those things whether it's the chicken or the egg. We've been consistently applying these royalties throughout. If it's a business decision on behalf of Baymark, knowing up front what the royalties are going to cost, whether they decide to build them or not. And I feel uncomfortable after having assessed these royalties in a consistent manner up to this point, changing the way that we do business.
Well,
That's just my personal opinion. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
I agree with you. Therefore, I'd recommend that we approve the project as proposed with the one-time standard royalty assessment of $115,970.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Two no.
Abstain.
Two noes and one abstention, Kathy. Thank you, Mr. Yeah,
I have one more comment.
Yes, sir, you may.
The HMAC recommendations when this royalty schedule was enacted included the suggestion of a study of royalties on surrounding states. To my knowledge, that has not been done.
Bob, any comment? Thank you.
We have some information from some of our neighboring states, mostly as a result of the Submerged Lands Management Conference, which you know was hosted
yes. At
Williamsburg in
2007.
But no, we do not have a comprehensive study of East Coast states.
How hard would it be?
It depends on the...
You got the information?
Yes, sir, I do. I took the initiative to contact a company in Williamsburg by the name of Wessex.
Yep.
They're former William & Mary professors, and they do market studies. They've done market studies on marinas in the area.
Can you share that with us?
$18,500 is what they would charge to do a study of the Mid-Atlantic region for royalties.
Well,
I throw that on the table. That's not through Langley McDonald. It has nothing to do with us whatsoever. But I encourage that because I do agree with Mr. Schick. This is a deterrent and needs to be reduced.
May I mention one?
Mr. Tankard, yes, sir.
I don't know if you know it or not, Mr. Langley, but I think a greater deterrent is just the entrance to the harbor itself, which I use pretty frequently. You've got a pretty massive fill-in issue going into this harbor right now.
Permit was filed last week for maintenance dredging.
Good.
He's got it, doesn't he?
He's good on
job.
The ball. Have
thank
a good
you.
Good.
However, I will be recommending you not.
Can't you do something, Bob?